If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's now time to look at a conversation that I was really excited about. Now that we've covered all the tough aspects of the medium-term budget policy statement, we've also looked at BRICS Plus with our previous guest. And now it's time to talk about how do you support your young entrepreneurs. So say, for instance, you have a young entrepreneur in your household and they want to, you know, show their entrepreneurial skills. They want to run a business, especially in a rapidly evolving world where these entrepreneurial skills can be quite critical for children. How do you cultivate that innovation, that resilience, that proactive mindset from an early age, especially if that can lay the foundation for future success? So we are going to be talking to Sophia Esop, who is the owner of a business called Candy Pellet. So she's going to be our case study for the feature. She's not alone because we wanted to talk about how do you support your child. We have brought in her mum, Tasneem Valley, who's going to be talking to us a little bit about how the relationship works when you have a young entrepreneur in the house. So thank you so much for joining us and welcome.
Go for Sophie.
Hi, Anastasia, and all to all the listeners.
Hey everyone, thank you so much to Kaya959 for having us on the show. And thanks, Natasha, for the opportunity for our young entrepreneur.
Okay, so let's talk to your young entrepreneur. How old are you?
I'm 17 years old. I started this business about 6.5 months ago. The Candy Pellet. What more can I say about the Candy Pellet?
Okay, so let's talk. You started 6 months ago. Why candy? Given, I'm sure there were various options that you discussed with your mom.
So let me give you a bit of a background to what is the Candy Pellet. So the Candy Pellet is a sweet business that I customize candies. So I have my standard flavors and I have, I customize candies to my customers' needs. And why did I start the Candy Pellet business? My mom was diagnosed with cancer in the beginning of February. And because I knew that when my mom comes home, we're obviously going to have to serve our visitors with a snack. And I thought to myself, and I was like, instead of buying different gums and sweets and different savories, let me try to make my own mixes. And I tried different kind of mixes. And I said, like, I just thought that's my thing. Like, I love doing that.
Okay, so Tasneem, she says to you that she wants to start this thing and it's inspired by you, given, you know, what's happening within the household.
Yes.
Your initial reaction?
Let me tell you, far from being surprised, because I have two amazing, I'm actually a mom of four. So my two big girls, one being 18 and the other being my Sophia. My 18-year-old started a beads business at the age of 14. So I knew that her sister would be following very soon. And when Sophia said that she wanted to start a business, the last thing that I wanted to do was hold her back. It was all about encouragement. I remember growing up being, it's like a brown skin mentality. If you wanted to start a business at that age, it was just concentrate on school. Your time will come when you can make money. For now, it's just about school. But being a hustler myself, I was more than excited to encourage Sophia and to help her with her endeavor.
Okay, cool. So she comes to you, you're encouraging
right.
her. Do you come in as an early investor, as a parent?
Oh, yes. So let me explain that to you, Anastasia. With regards to both my girls, so the dad and I decided that we would give them the capital. But in order for us to make sure that our money was worth investing in the business, we wanted her to do her own research. We needed to know that she was going to be serious about this and this wasn't just going to be a once-off thing. So she had to research the type of candy that she wanted to do. She looked to other candy vendors and she took inspiration from that and she found what was lacking in the market. And that's where she put in her own niche. The one thing I did tell her was that be your own competition. Compete with yourself, not with anybody else. Get inspiration from everyone else and see what's lacking. And that's how she decided that she will customize it by giving her clients a menu Mm-hmm. And they could choose from that menu, because lots of us, when we buy gums, we're always picking out our favorites.
Yeah.
So she decided that she'll give the clients that option. You choose your favorites, and we will, and she'll obviously customize it and package it. So, like I said, yes, Dad and I funded the business. We didn't expect anything in return. But even now at home, if we're craving something from the candy palette, she makes us pay for it.
Okay.
That's... No family discount. We have to pay for
no credit.
A candy mix. Nothing, nothing. Okay. So she's basically turned that. And like now, whenever she does buy stock, it's all from her own money that she gets from what she sells.
Okay, so one of the things we discussed a bit earlier on during the Drive Time show, I think the hosts, they were asking, how do you balance running a business with school? So is the candy palette active after school hours, or is it on weekends? How does it work?
So I started with UCT Online High School. Just as they started, we were one of the first bunch of kids. And starting with online school is just... It's just like I felt that it was right for me because I love chiming and with my religious classes, prayers, and I tend to be a night owl. So I work in the night with school, and I'm able to balance my days out where I can do the candy palette in between, like, say, my classes or, throughout the day.
Okay, so your mom said that you spotted something that was missing in the candy space. Given the research that you've done, how competitive is the space that you're in right now?
I would say quite competitive. It is a very competitive market. But the candy palette, I've made it so unique that it's just something different for my customers. So not only are you buying candy, but you're also having fun picking and mixing your own candy.
Okay, so it's been running for 6 months. Have you made a profit yet? Have you broken even? Have you made a loss? How does this work? Have you seen results?
I have, actually. Recently, we actually sent out packages to influencers. And after the influencers did their reviews on the candy palette, we got an amazing response back from them.
Okay. So, Tasneem, what has surprised you the most about Sophia's business?
Her consistency. The fact that she is so meticulous. And can I tell you how meticulous? That one night we tried to help her with one of her orders, and we just stuck the candy palette sticker slightly off. And that's when she said, right, everybody leave. So she works with gloves. Cleanliness is key to her. All her packages are delightfully packaged. If you look at her package, Anastasia, it looks like she has like a group of minions working with her. But this kid in the evening, when we all asleep, she is busy chomping and cutting and weighing. And so she's extremely professional. And that's what I love about that. That this wasn't just, she really thought this through. She's giving it her all, and she's still competing with herself, becoming more innovative, now making packages for matric students, customizing packages for birthday gifts, for parties, for weddings, going to according to color schemes. So this little girl is growing quite beautifully.
Okay, so with that, over the past 6 months, you spoke about encouraging her.
Yeah.
What else in terms of support system are you offering?
Obviously, school comes first. And that's the one thing I told her, that by the time you need to have a cut of time where you are going to tell your clients that you will not be working, because your education, yes, you can see that business is growing now, it's booming, at this age you're all excited, but education is key. Regardless, you're going to need to finish school, and I don't ever want to hear you use the candy palette as an excuse for poor results. There's been some flack that she's gotten on social media from other brands, and we had to teach her how to develop a thick skin, because you become emotional, you want to attack, and so we had to support her in that way. And other than that, we're all there just to make sure that we try and test out her goodies to make sure that they are compatible for the market.
Okay, so on that, let's talk about some of the challenges of running a business. Past 6 months for you, if you had to reflect, what has been the hardest thing?
I would say my packages to the UAE. So
tell us about that.
Hyperama in the UAE reached out to the Candy Pellet and asked us if they could sell our products in Dubai. And we were very excited, like very, very happy to send it through. Obviously, because it was our first package to the UAE overseas, we weren't sure with packaging, with stickers, with barcodes.
Longevity of the product staying, you know, like staying like in a container before it reaches the Dubai.
That was one of our challenges. But other than that, the challenges that we did face was reliable suppliers for packaging, quality, sweets, things like that. They also stickers. So I think when I just started the business, everything that I had to research about was obviously a challenge.
But please do tell Anastasia about the relationship between you and your sister, because her sister is also a social media manager. So her sister helps with her digital marketing.
Okay.
So the continuous fights, Anastasia, that we have between choosing a color, no, I don't like this, no, please change. And obviously the sister is not getting paid.
Okay. Not even in candy.
No.
Okay.
So it's just pure love between the two of them. So yes, that also has been a challenge, choosing a name, choosing a color palette. She always, like, even when she has to do a post, will it fit in with my social media page? Does the aesthetic look good? Yeah.
And one thing about me, I would say, is I'm not very well at computers and designing things. So it's also that they to do it for myself. It's, does this look right? Will it suit like the Candy Palette page? Things like that there.
Okay. To what extent do you take advice from family members who are willing to give you, call it constructive feedback, which you may not necessarily like, but it's good for you?
At this, like now, I think I've built something where I genuinely do want to know the truth. So even if it may hurt, even if it's big, small, I would want to know the truth. Whether the sweets are good, tasty, my packaging is good. What else? The post that I obviously post on the Candy Palette page, is it aesthetically pleasing?
Yeah.
Is it not like that?
Yeah. So where do you see this thing going? I mean, I know you're 17 and it's only been 6 months, but if you had to envision what the future of the Candy Palette looks like, what is it for you?
I always picture the Candy Palette to open up a store, like Candylicious or...
You remember Sweets from Heaven?
Yeah, Sweets from Heaven. Yeah, I do picture it to open up.
And not to limit herself just to South Africa.
Mm. Or even limit yourself to candy. It could be something else inspires something different. Tasneem, if I'm not mistaken, I think you're an entrepreneur as well.
Yes.
So if you had to reflect on your entrepreneurial journey, what's the one thing you wish someone would have told you that you would easily offer to not just Sophia, but to another young entrepreneur who's listening?
So I am an I got my degree in education to please my parents, and I'm glad that I did that, because it was my degree in education that actually took me to my career, which is skin. And the one thing that I've learned is that learn to be your biggest competition. Always enjoy and learn from the journey, but always picture an end goal, because you'll always try to get better. Find something that is uniquely you. So yes, with the Candy Palette, even in the beauty industry, there's so many of us in the market. But find something and make it yours. Put something personal of yours into it. So make it uniquely yours. And also, Anastasia, I wouldn't have been an entrepreneur if I didn't use this time now to promote my business. Seeing that I am at Kaya 959 and you guys do reach a large amount of listeners. So I would also like to talk a bit about Glass Skin and me having a business just around the corner. So I would love to have you at my rooms. People can follow me on TV Skin Aesthetics.
Okay.
And
I wanted to ask, I mean, you mentioned about, competing with yourself.
Yeah.
But that can also come with its drawbacks in the sense that you can be quite hard on yourself and not knowing when to take a break and breathe. How do you balance that and having that?
You need to listen to your body.
Okay.
You need to have, it's all about balance. I love the fact that even though Sophia is a social butterfly. My one concern about her being homeschooled, which was her choice after COVID, she refused to go back to school. I was worried that she would lose that personality of hers. But being the social person that she is, she and her sister share a group of friends. So she has that social aspect. She balances it, like she says, with her religious studies, with gym. So it's all about balance and taking criticism and using it in a positive light. But yeah, I think that's about it, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
The one thing I wanted to ask is, when you look at some of the mistakes that you may have made, what's the one thing that stands out to you as somebody who is on the outside looking in? I mean, I think she touched a little bit of some of the challenges, but if there's like a mistake that she made early on, is there one that stands out that she learned quickly from, that is? I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, you are. With regards to Sophia's business, I would say it's getting defensive. When there was social interact, like there was a social drama.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is with social media.
Right.
And she wanted to retaliate and get back at the person. And I had to calm her down and tell her that this is going to happen in life.
Yeah.
You can't please everybody. You can't be expected to be loved by everybody. But those who do support you and those who do encourage you, draw positivity from that. And just shut out all the negativity, regardless of which way it comes in. Not with regards to her business and her sweets, but like the responses that she's getting.
All right. So, Sophia, the next time you and I have a conversation, say in the next year or so, what can we expect?
The candy palette to have expanded, I would say.
Okay. And hopefully your sister will be getting paid in either candy. By the way, as the viewers, you may not see this, but the sister is actually sitting in the corner. And I assume she's doing social media marketing in that corner. So we'll see how that goes. But thank you so much for joining us. That is Sophia Essop, who is the owner of the Candy Palette. And she's joined in studio by her mom, Tasneem Valley, and the sister, who is also in the corner running the marketing side of things. But that is the feature that we have in terms of entrepreneurship, and hopefully you've picked up a couple of things in terms of how you can support your young one within the household who is trying to run a business.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.